The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Symmetry. Listen, close your eyes, grow, and enrich your soul with me on this journey of manifesting. I'm your host, Salamander. Hello, welcome to this week's episode. Today, I will be talking about healing. Now, healing is very important, and everyone deserves healing. And affirmation of the week is, I am whole, perfect, and complete as I was created to be. I am whole, perfect, and complete as I was created to be. I am whole, perfect, and complete as I was created to be. Now, I just wanted to briefly touch on how important healing really is. It's taken a long time for me to heal from things that I have gone through in my life. And I finally feel like I'm at a point in my life where I'm healing, but it's like right now I'm at like a tough point where I'm getting through the really uncomfortable feelings that I have and having to deal with those and push through my really deep, deep traumas that I've kept inside. And so it has been a rough one this past month with just growing as a person. And I bet a lot of people are feeling the same way. And I wanted to go into about mindfulness. Now, affirmations is a mindfulness practice. And every time I think about healing, I always think about mindfulness. So what is exactly mindfulness, you ask? So according to Mayo Clinic, mindfulness is a type of meditation in which you focus on being intensely aware of what you're sensing and feeling in the moment without interpretation or judgment. Now, mindfulness it's a struggle. It's just like anything else where you have to, it's a habit you have to pick up on, like you have to do, right? But it's definitely worth it in the end. And there are some examples of mindfulness. So, for example, if you've ever heard of breathing exercises, right? Breathing methods. The ones that's like, take a deep breath and hold it for 3 seconds. Oh, it's like, yeah. And then breathe out for 8 seconds. Those are mindfulness practices because you're taking the time to focus intensely on what you're feeling in the moment without just the pure intent of trying to relax. And then there's also guided imagery, which is, again, the meditation is a part of that, the guided imagery. Those I find to be very helpful, even though I struggle to do it myself. After you feel very light, like something like you've gone deep into your soul, you've planted an image, and it's there, like it's gonna happen kind of feeling. So breathing, I have mixed emotions about it because I think it works sometimes. Like I've had moments where I would be having anxiety attacks and I would breathe in, hold it, and then breathe out. And it would help me overcome many things, many fears, and many things that have happened. So breathing is helpful. And there are also other practices, a key about mindfulness is all these exercises are to relax your mind, but also to relax your body and help reduce stress. And there is this gadget that I have that my mom got for me, and it's called Sensate. So essentially what it is it's this black kind of looking oval shape kind of thing. Like, it's an oval shape, and you press a button and it turns on, and it's Bluetooth, so it connects to your phone, and you have to download the Sensate app, and you go on the app and you select the track you want and you listen to each one. Of course, some of them are locked because, you know, it's a Sensate Plus. If you want, you know, extra content, you pay, but I don't do that. And once you select the track, it shows you the volume and the amount of intensity. And you're supposed to put this gadget on your chest, or that's where I put it, at least. You put it on your chest, or maybe you could put it on your third eye, which is in between your eyebrows, near the crown chakra. And you just leave it there. And what it does is, I think what it does, because this is what I think it does, but I think it tracks your blood pressure and like your breathing patterns. I'm trying to remember what that's called again, but it tracks that. And it's like, the more you get stressed, like if you start maybe like hesitating breathing or shallow breathing, it will vibrate more. Like, that's what I've noticed, because the vibrations, they are meant to calm you down, because it triggers this, the vibration triggers your vagus nerve, which controls your nervous system. So it's there to help de-stress you. And it totally, it's crazy how much this thing works. This is not sponsored, obviously, but it's helped me a lot calm down. And after, I find myself just ready to go to sleep. Like, it conks me out. Yeah, so it's a really good thing that I now have in my life. That's a new tool that I have. And I wanted to, like, and also mindfulness is a form of self-care, because it is known to help improve your concentration, improve sleep, and reduce stress and anxiety. And how to practice these mindfulness strategies. So it depends on exactly which strategy you want to do. So I'm going to list off some how to practice mindfulness, other things that I found out about that I thought were pretty cool. So there's this strategy that I've done before, that it is meditation, but it's a little different. So it is a form of meditation. So you take a time to just sit, and let's say you're eating a sandwich, and you bite into the sandwich, and you take the time to notice all the senses you're feeling. Like, what do you feel when you eat that sandwich? Do you taste the mustard? Do you sense the texture? Do you feel yourself swallowing the sandwich? So it's taking a time to completely focus on what you're doing and not think about your responsibilities that you have to do later or tomorrow. And I find that when I did that, it totally I don't know how to explain it, but it totally rewired my brain in a way. I don't know how to explain it, but it's just like you when you do it, you realize, like, wow, like when you, how it makes you realize how much us humans think on the daily basis, and how we're probably not all living in the present moment. And when you take the time to do that, it's mind-blowing. You realize, you know what? it's good to be alive. And it's just great. And then I talked about how important it is to be in the present moment. It's being brought up a lot, but there is a reason for that. Ultimately, it does matter. I'm still working on it, but I'm starting to slowly get better at it as of more recently because of my own things I've had a struggle with, learning that all I can do is focus in the present moment. And because my stepdad was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and he was given a very short amount to live. And we got very lucky that he's still alive now, but he got diagnosed that when I was freshman year of high school, and he's still here about 4 years later. And it's so awesome that once you have that happen, it's like nothing can be the worst thing. It makes you think, is life really that bad? You know? And I love him so much. And I'm just very thankful to have such a great stepdad. And one thing recently that has helped me, besides that experience, definitely changed my perspective majorly, but also talking about Reiki principles. So there's this energy work called Reiki, and my mom has got trained in Reiki. She went off to Hawaii and was taught, and it was really cool experience for her. But those principles are all about living in the moment and not worrying. So here, I'll tell you guys the principles that I've been practicing recently. So just for today, I will not worry. Just for today, I will not be angry. Just for today, I will do my work honestly. Just for today, I will give thanks for my many blessings. Just for today, I will be kind to my neighbor and every living thing. And that's, it gives me chills every time I say it because it's just so empowering. And gives me like the tingles after saying it. And I've been saying that. I've been trying to get more in the habit of doing it. Just like, again, it takes a bit to get into habit of things in college and gets chaotic. But I say those I've been saying those a lot. And it's been helping me a lot. And there are other things that come with Reiki. There's also symbols. That you can learn, but I'm not going to go too much into that, but that's another part of mindfulness that I've been picking up as of lately. And also one of the most important things as well is to treat yourself the way you would treat a friend. Now, this has been the most difficult for me. I still haven't really picked this up yet. I'm very hard on myself as a person, and so this experience with doing podcasting has made me be less hard on myself and to just do the best that I can. And I'm having a great time and I'm really loving doing podcasting. So, and then these last two things that I've done one of these before, but not this other one. But one of them is to do a body scan. So this one's really common, but it's like you sit in your chair, you take the time to feel, how does your head feel? How does your whole body feel? Does your shoulders have pain? Does your feet feel okay? Like, just focus on how your whole body's feeling. And if you feel pain, like, for example, if you feel any pain or feel something weird in that specific spot, you focus on it, only on that spot, and think of light and love going to that area in your body. And it's supposed to help just, in a way, do heal yourself. So, and then a final one is a walking meditation. So a walking meditation, if you're like, oh, I don't want to think, I don't want to go deep inside, like, I want to do something else, like, I want to do something, right? Well, the walking meditation, you can take like a 5-minute walk, and while you're walking, pay attention to each muscle that touches the ground, like your foot, the ball of, like, your toes when they hit the ground, and the ball of your feet. How does it feel? Okay, that's all I have for this week. Hope you have a great week. Bye.